Hey Adam, okay, so we're about to enter week four of cleaner living, 3 weeks in. Have to admit, I've struggled at moments, but for the most part, I felt good. And I think it's the same is coming from a lot of your clients, isn't it?
Yeah, people are noticing the differences in their lifestyle. People, I can tell people what to do. I can see visibly that people are looking better. But what's really powerful is when people come back and say how their behavior has changed or something in their life has improved outside of the gym. That's when you know things are making a real difference. Mm.
Like, for instance, one of the things you'd spoken to us about was sleep and the importance of it. I mean, for everyone, particularly people with young children, that might be a little easier said than done. But what's the relevance of that?
Sleep is when, the obvious advantages of good sleep, but that's when your immunity is topped up and strengthened. It's when your memories are laid down, your brain sorts out what's important and what isn't. But you get your physical recovery, say, from your workouts as well. So things that may affect sleep, things like stress, high stress can affect poor sleep. But on the lifestyle front here, we're looking at more at not eating too late. So eating your dinner as early as you can, you know, 5 or 6, and not eating spicy foods late at night, not eating too much sugar, and not drinking. So most people have tried out all that sort of stuff anyway, so they are reporting that they are getting a deeper sleep, and therefore they are feeling better and more energized in their daily life. They have more energy for workouts and they're happier in themselves. So yeah.
And more time to concentrate on eating clean, having the energy for it. And that's the important thing, isn't it?
Yeah, because if you have a bad night's sleep, you're constantly trying to sort of get uppers in your life, like caffeine or sweet, to get through the day, and it becomes a nasty, vicious cycle. So that every day becomes a day where you're recovering from poor sleep. But then drinking excess caffeine and eating sugar and eating irregularly and eating junk foods, takeaway foods, I'm not saying all takeaway food is junk in the current climate, but that can then affect the sleep for the next night, and it becomes a vicious cycle. And then people might drink on the weekends just to get over the tiredness, and it just becomes sort of a downhill. Yeah.
And you mentioned, I was talking to you about snacks, and I said, oh, you know, these date balls with the coconut on them and that type of thing, just something. And you were saying, well, beware of that type of thing.
Yeah, I'm all for trying different foods and sugar-free foods. There is a lot of hidden ingredients that are sort of there, not to fool you. I do agree again with going for something that's not an obvious sugar, but something with date that's packed with dates is virtually sort of pure sugar anyway. Although it is a fructose sugar, it's very high. My suggestion would be, if it's a snack you're looking for and you're not necessarily looking for something sweet, is to go for more of a savoury type, nut and seed and peanutty salt, maybe a little bit of salty in there.
Slices of apples and almond butter is my go-to recently. But you were saying you had savoury scones in here for work. What's in them?
Well, no, my wife just made some for the kids for their school boxes. It was just a small savoury scone, but instead of lobbing sugar into it, it had a little bit of cheese in it, sort of cheddar-y cheese, I think, and then some sweet corn and some peas. The regular vegetables that kids like. And they were very satisfying, actually.
Yeah. Give that a try now. Because someone had told me about a scone recipe the other day with a tub of natural yogurt in it. No sugar, just the flour, the butter, the natural yogurt and some raisins. And I tasted them and they were absolutely gorgeous. So it's all about finding substitutes that work for you that don't have high levels of sugar.
Exactly. Because most snack foods, say you walk into a petrol station nearest the counter, will be just high sugar foods for people on the road that maybe have missed a meal, and they just grab it and run, and it keeps them going for a while, but they get an insulin sugar spike and then it will drop off. So it's only a temporary fix.
Okay, thank you Adam, chat to you next week, week 4. We'll chat at the end of that. Thank you.
All right, Laura.